The first siman in Hilchos Pesach, which you have in front of you, siman Tav Chav Tes. The Mechaber begins by citing a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara says in Dav Vav Amud Aleph, Sholem Hilchos Pesach, Kodol Pesach, Shloshim Yom. The Gemara there cites a Machlokes Tanoim. This is the first position of the Tanakama. Rav Shimon Gamliel contends that one should do so 2 weeks prior to Pesach. The Gemara provides the explanation for both of these positions. But the relevance of this halacha is also to another din that the Gemara also has in Pesachim. If a person leaves his home 30 days before Pesach and he has no intention of coming home till Pesach, there's an obligation of bir chametz. Note, there's a din that 30 days prior to Pesach, as the Gemara comments, sholim bedarshin binyani ha-Pesach. However, it is rather noticeable, Mishnah Berurah already is medayik from the language of the Mechaber, that the Mechaber only mentions this with reference to Pesach. And Mishnah Berurah right away quotes from others who contend that this din should apply to the Yom Tovim as well. But the language of Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Aleph, seems to indicate that this din specifically refers to Pesach. There is a second Gemara also quoted by the Poskim, the Gemara the end of Megillah, the Aflam and Bezim and Aleph, on the Pasuk of Ayidabim Moshe Smoadi Hashem Bal Bnei Yisrael, says the Gemara, Mitzvason Shiyukorin Olson Kol Echad Ve'echad Bizmano. The obligation that every Yom Tov has its own Kriyas HaTorah. And the Gemara there continues, Tanu Rabbanan, Moshe Tikkun Lehem LeYisrael, Shusholim B'Dorshim B'Inyano Shel Yom. Rashi explains, on the Yom Tov itself, Hilchos Pesach B'Pesach, Hilchos Atzeres B'Atzeres, Hilchos Chag B'Chag. Rashi asks, why did the Gemara introduce this with the Pasuk of Ayidah B'Moshe as Mo'adi Hashem V'Bnei Yisrael? All the mitzvahs were told by Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael. Why is there separate language of Ayidah B'Moshe as Mo'adi Hashem V'Bnei Yisrael? Says Rashi, and I'm reading the language of Rashi in Megillah. Malamit shayim edabri imoyim hilchos kol moed umoyim bizmanon. That Moshe Rabbeinu was articulating to Klal Yisrael all the dinim of Rabbi Moed, lehodia chukehu elokim v'torosav, in order that Klal Yisrael should be familiar with the Chukei Hashem, with all the particulars, v'kimu v'kiblu schar ha-mitzvos aleihem v'al b'neihem v'zehu v'bo. So this halacha clearly applies on Moed itself and not prior to Moed. And as we can see, that this halacha is applicable to every Yom Tov, not just to Pesach. So this is the question that the Mishnah Berurah here in the Mishnah Berurah itself and the Bi'ah Halacha deals with, namely, why is there a distinction seemingly between these two dinim? When it comes to the Gemara Megillah, Vayidabe Moshe Esmoadei Hashem B'nei Yisrael, that halacha applies to every single Yom Tov, the obligation to have a special Kriyas HaTorah every Yom Tov, while the din of Shalom B'darshim, Bilchas HaPesach, Kodem HaPesach, Lamed Yom, seemingly applies only to Pesach, and that would seem to be almost an outright stira, almost an outright contradiction. However, as I mentioned, the Beis Yosef, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Beis Yosef over here, the beginning of Siman Tav Chav Tes, at the very outset, that the Beis Yosef is Miyashev, he resolved these two Gemaras, namely the Gemara in Pesachim, that Sholem B'darshim B'chas HaPesach, Kodem HaPesach Lamed Yom, that one is supposed to investigate, one is supposed to look into the Dinim of Pesach prior to Pesach for 30 days, with the Gemara at the end of Megillah, the Akon of Moshe Rabbeinu, that wants to learn the Halachas of Yom Tov and Yom Tov itself. Says the Beis Yosef that the laws of Pesach are very extensive. Namely, we have laws that deal with how to grind the wheat, laws that deal with baking of the matzah, laws that deal with Hagolas Kalin, laws that deal with Bir Chametz, a very lengthy and very intense area of halacha. And therefore, there's no question that here there's an obligation to study carefully the dinim of Pesach prior to Pesach. Masha'en Kain says the Beis Yosef, regarding the Shar Moadim, that Atzeres on Shavuos, you don't have so many dinim more than a regular Yom Tov. And even though in Sukkos you have the dinim of Lulav and Sukkah, but he writes that Ein Tzorach Lulav Behem Kol Kach Dinim. It's not as extensive as the laws of Pesach. Because we pass in Sukkos Ganvach and Rakvash, the Gemara says it's kosher. These are different types of Sukkos. And it's enough to have two walls, and the third is a Tevach. And most of them in the Svogim are kosher. And therefore, it doesn't have the same kind of intensity that you find with reference to Pesach. So therefore, the Beis Yosef concludes, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah here cites very clearly. He quotes it in the name of Yesh Omrim. It's the fourth line of the Mishnah Berurah. He writes over here, there are really, according to Beis Yosef, two separate obligations. One is the Takon of Moshe Rabbeinu, that at every moed, once you learn the halachas that are relevant to that moed, the laws of Pesach and Pesach, the laws of Shavuos and Shavuos, the laws of Sukkos and Sukkos, and there's also an obligation, clearly, according to that Rashi in Megillah, that there's an obligation to Darshan bin Yoni Agoda, that we have to mention the rationale, the motivation, the reasoning, why we're obligated to celebrate that particular Yom Tov. And obviously, the halachas of Yom Tov are also relevant. That chiyuv, in effect, when it comes to on the moed itself, certainly applies to every single Yom Tov. However, in terms of the analysis and the questioning and the careful scrutiny of halachas, that applies more so to Pesach clearly than applies to any other Yom Tov. And the Beis Yosef actually is very marich regarding this matter, but that's how he resolves the contradiction between the two Gemaras. Pesach, there's a greater chiyuv to be shalom b'dorshim, more so than any other Yom Tov. However, on Yom Tov itself, there's no question, there's an obligation that one should study on Yom Tov itself, both the Inyani Halach of the Yom Tov and the Inyani Agad of the Yom Tov. The Bach, also right over here in Simen Tuf Chav Tes, the Bach brings a Rishonim that there's no distinction between Pesach and the other Yom Tovim. The Bach writes La'alocha, V'eirua midiri harokeach, the Bechag v'atzeres nami dorshim shoshim yom kodem, that the obligation to study 30 days before the dinim of Yom Tov applies to every single Yom Tov. Every single Yom Tov has many, many halachas that are quite significant and quite important. And the same psak halacha was also given by the Magen Avraham, also over here. The Mishnah Berurah essentially encompasses all of this, both the Bach and the position of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, Shalom hilchos Pesach, kodem ha-Pesach shoshim yom, hu adin b'shar yomim tovim. It applies to other yomim tovim as well. Dorshim kodem l'chein, shloshim yom. So the obligation, according to many, applies to all the Yom Tovim, and this is the subject, as I said, of a big machlokes among the Gedolei HaPoskim. Is this din limited to Pesach, the way the Beis Yosef suggests, and doesn't apply to the other Yom Tovim, or do we assume that every Yom Tov has many, many pertinent halachas, many areas that want us to examine very, very carefully, and therefore there's no distinction between the Yom Tov of Pesach and other Yom Tovim. So this is the subject, as I said, of a massive machlokes among the poskim. There are those who contend that even though perhaps it applies only to Pesach, but it applies to Pesach v'ikra adin, but it applies to Yom Tovim as a minog, as a very strong kind of custom, which one should certainly quickly absorb and adopt, undoubtedly. And therefore, this is one approach to resolving the contradiction between these two Gemaras. The Bach contends, I'll read another language of the Bach, also found over here, in order to resolve this contradiction between the Gemara and Megillah that speaks about dashing on the Yom Tov itself, and the Gemara and Pesachim that talks about dashing 30 days before the Chag. So the Bach writes the following. He says, doesn't mean that you should dash on the Moed itself, but it means that even though a person learned Kol HaTorah V'Amitzvos, when the Moed comes, when the Yom Tov comes, one has to once again reinvestigate and one has to once again re-scrutinize the halachas of every Moed, lodia chukei elokim b'yatarosav. And this should be done 1 week or 2 weeks prior to the Moed. However, Pesach requires shloshim yom. So according to the Bach, there's really only one takana Moshe Rabbeinu, and that is to darshan every Moed, the halachas of the Moed. And this is something which is, again, has relevance, as I mentioned a moment ago, to really all the Yamim Tovim. It's just a machlokes, a very fundamental argument between Rishonim and also between Doli Achronim, whether it applies more to Pesach and less so to the other Yom Tovim, or it applies equally to all the Yom Tovim. So this is the introduction that the Shulchan Aruch has in terms of this din of Shalom Adarshim, Lechas HaPesach, Kodem HaPesach Lamed Yom. The Achronim actually have a lengthy discussion regarding these two Gemaras, or regarding these two sets of dinim, but let's example, for the matter of the din of Shoshim Yom Kodem HaChag. So what's the basis for that? So either the basis for it would seem to be a hachana for the Yom Tov, because obviously how could one prepare for Yom Tov properly since the dinim are vast and massive without having knowledge of them? So obviously one will not be able to observe the Yom Tov in a proper kind of way. So there's a din of hachana to the Chag itself, unquestionably. That's one possibility of understanding the din of Shoshim Yom Kodem HaChag, Sholem Bedarshem Bechus HaChag. Another possibility is to assume that this is not as a kind of preparation for the Chag, but rather it has its own significance. Just like the Gemara says at the end of Megillah, that on Yom Tov itself, we're supposed to inquire, we're supposed to investigate, we're supposed to engage in the study of Talmud Torah relating to that Yom Tov. So just like there's a din of learning the inyanim of Yom Tov and the Chag itself, so too, there's a din of learning the halachas of the Chag 3 days before the Yom Tov, not as a preparation for the Yom Tov, but essentially, the Yom Tov already, the ambience of the Yom Tov already comes into play 30 days before. And therefore, even 30 days before, when we are studying the halachas of the Chag, we're doing it as a kiyum in the Yom Tov itself. Similar,
perhaps, according to this chat, there shouldn't be an afkamina between Pesach and any other Chag.
And that's exactly the distinction between the first pshat and the second pshat. According to the first pshat, where it's the din of hachana to the Chag, so the argument of the Beis Yosef is that hachana is much more required because of the halachas merubas that apply to Pesach, masha'en ken shar mo'adim, you don't have so many halachas, there's no need for that kind of achana. But if you assume that it's a din of the Yom Tov itself, that obviously 30 days before the Yom Tov already is in the ambience, the atmosphere of the Yom Tov itself, so therefore that would be equally applicable, not just to Pesach, would apply to other Yom Tovim as well. They're a very fascinating introduction to the entire issue of Shalom Bedarshin, and there are
isn't the source from Pesach itself, where it was the Moshe Rabbeinu taught Hilchos Pesach Sheni 30 days before?
Yeah, that's the Gemara. The Gemara says in Davar Menal, the Gemara Pesachim, when the Gemara quotes the Machlokes Tanakam and Shum Gamliel, Shum Gamliel says Shtei Shabbosos. The Tanakam of the Gemara says, the Lashon of the Gemara, I believe, is Shavi Moshe Omer Pesach Rishon and Mazel Pesach Sheni. The Gemara calls the Pesuk in Baal Eischa, that V'yasu V'lei Yisrael Asa Pesach V'mo'ado, and then it says, V'yi Anoshim Asher Yitzmei L'nefesh Odom, and Rashi explains over there, Moshe Rabbeinu is Omei V'Pesach Rishon, and darshing to them, the Aloch Asa Pesach Sheni, Shoshim Yom, which is Arbas of Iyar. That's the marker, as he said, what Rashi quotes over there in Pesachim. But the Tamim, the two Tamim, whether it's based on Hachana for the Chag, or whether it's based on the Halacha of the Yom Tov itself, that would seem to be the nafkamina, whether it's specifically relevant to Pesach or it can be extended to all the Yom Tov. It's fascinating that the Rambam would reference this halacha. So this is also the subject of enormous amount of discussion among the Mefarshim of the Rambam. The Rambam actually does not bring this halacha of Sholem V'Darshim Bechus HaPesach Shoshim Yom Kodem HaPesach, even though, as the Bi Halacha points out, it's mentioned a number of times in Shas. A number of places in Shas this halacha emerges. The Rambam does not quote it. Yet the Rambam in Perek Beis, Chametz Matz, Halacha Yates, does quote the din also mentioned in Pesachim of Hamefarish V'yotzi B'Shayar Kodem LePesach Shoshim Yom. Someone who decides to go ahead and take a trip before Pesach or goes in a caravan, or someone who makes his house Ha'osa Beis Ha'otzer or 30 days before Pesach is obligated to mivar the Chametz in his house. And that halacha, of course, is based on this din that I just mentioned. So it comes out that the Rambam really paskened this din, but he didn't pasken it directly. He paskened it by kifin, sort of indirectly. The Rambam quotes his halacha, but he doesn't bring it as a specific din the way the other paskim quote. And there's a whole discussion again with reference to this matter. It's very fascinating, however, that the Ram does have in Hilchos Tefillah, the Takana Moshe Rabbeinu, namely the Takana Moshe Rabbeinu, Shishol Medorshi Binyan Shayom, Hilchos Pesach with Pesach, Atzeres Batzeres, Chag Bechag, the Gemara at the end of Megillah, that the Ram does quote the Hilchos Tefillah, Perigidim Alachaches. His Lashon is the following. There he says, Umoshe Tikanem Li Yisrael, Shiukarim Bechol Moed in Yono, Bishol Medorshi Binyan Shayom, Bechol Chag Moed. So the Rambam paskins that this halacha of Shol V'Doshin is only on the Moed itself, but not prior to the Moed. And the Rambam also brings another nafkamina with Rav Zvi's matter in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Namely, the Rambam there speaks about two people who ask a shayla in halacha. One asks a halacha that's relevant right now. One asks a halacha that's not relevant. So, of course, the din is supposed to have recourse to the one who asks a halacha that's relevant. And that would be the issue over here in terms of the halachas of Pesach, the halachas of Yom Tov. Anyway, this itself is a very, very fascinating discussion among the Rishonim. I think generally the practice of most of us, if not all of us, is to try to study the halachas of Yom Tov, not just on Pesach, before Pesach Shoshim Yom, but obviously we would like to study the other halachas as well, which for all of us are rather complex and rather complicated. And so certainly it is advisable, Eitz HaTov Kamash Balan, that one should do both, that one should every Yom Tov study the dinim of that Yom Tov, 30 days Chodim Achag, and the meaning is to begin it actually Dafka on Purim, Yudalit Adar, because Yudalit, of course, is Erev Pesach. At the same time, on Pesach itself, undoubtedly, there's also an obligation to study the halachas of Yom Tov on the Yom Tov itself, and also examine the tamim, the beautiful tamim that are embedded in every single Yom Tov. Is a very famous Sfasemes. The Sfasemes claims, he writes this in Masechet Megillah, and he claims that this halacha applies on Shabbos as well. There's an obligation on Shabbos to study the halachas of Shabbos. There's actually a Yalkut Shimoni that is quoted by the Shar Tzion, by the Mishnah Berurah. The Yalkut Shimoni says, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, the beginning of Vayakel, the Torah presents the laws of Shabbos. Vayakel Moshe is called Adas B'nai Yisrael, the Torah speaks about the obligation of Shabbos and Vayakel. Among the many times the obligation of Shabbos is mentioned. So there the Medrash says, Hashem told Moshe, that on Shabbos one should learn the halachas of Shabbos, k'deshi yilmedu mimcha doros avoyim lahakel kilos b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos. And the Yalkut Shimoni there quotes this same Gemara at the end of Masechet Megillah, namely Moshe Tikkun Lehem LeYisrael, the Shadarshin in Yonah Shel Yom, on Pesach, the Dinim of Pesach, Atzeres Dinim Atzeres, Chag Dinim of Chag. So therefore, it says the Sfasemes, you see from that Yalkut Shimoni, that this halacha applies on Shabbos as well, that even on Shabbos there's an obligation to learn Hilchus Shabbos. So that's something which is clearly a very significant chiddush, stated by the Sfasemes, but it's based on this Yalkut Shimoni, and certainly seems to have a fundamental basis. Now, undoubtedly, all of us now are aware that part of the Takana Moshe Rabbeinu is that we should read the Kriyas HaTorah. We read it on Shabbos, on Monday and Thursday. And the second part of the Takana, Shil Sholem Minyan Shalom, Hilchos Pesach v'Pesach, Atzeres Batzeres, Chag b'Chag, which means the Torah Shebal Peh of every Moed. That's exactly what we are referring to. And therefore, the Sfasemes extended this not just to Yom Tovim, but extended it, as I said, to Shabbos as well, based on the Yalkut Shimoni, which seems to cite the Gemara at the end of Masechet Megillah, which, as I said, by extension, we have now that halacha that applies to not just Yom Tov, but applies actually to Shabbos as well. So just to l'sakeim, just to sum up a little bit, because here this is a very fascinating and very interesting discussion in two Gemaras that we have both at the end of Psochim and in the beginning of Psochim, the end of Masechet Megillah, namely the din of Shalom Adosh Hilchas HaPesach Lavad Yom Karim HaPesach, that's one din, and second din of Shalom Adosh Hilchas Moed B'Moed. So we have Machlokes HaRishonim regarding the first halacha, is the Chiyuv only limited to Pesach, or does it apply to all Shalosh Regalim? Secondly, is it based on the din of Hachana that one has to prepare for the Chag, and part of preparation for the Chag is to learn the halachas that are relevant to the Chag, or is it a din in the Moed itself? That since the ambience of Moed appears already 30 days before, we're already entering the atmosphere of that Yom Tov, therefore that's included in the Chiyuv to Darshan the halachas in the moed itself, and the nafkamina there would be whether it applies only to Pesach, all the Yom Tovim. And then we mentioned the Rambam, who sort of quotes his halacha ba'akifin, so the Rambam actually brings this halacha. And there's another question whether Paskim also talk about this, whether the Kriyas HaTorah Moed of Yotzi, actually the Chiyav of Sholem B'Doshin of Hilchas Moed B'Moed. It's interesting, the Gavir Roshon Yom Kippur, we don't find such a din. You don't find a din of Sholem B'Doshin, even though there's certainly many, many halachas of Yom Kippur, and there's certainly many halachas of Hashanah, but ostensibly, those two don't have a din of a Moed. The halacha only applies dafka to something that's called a Moed. Obviously, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur are called a Moed regarding certain halachas, but regarding this din, it's not considered to be a Moed. We also don't find the by Chanukah and Purim, the din of Shalom B'Darshim. Undoubtedly, on Purim itself, and Chanukah itself, certainly we're obligated to go ahead and learn the halachas of Purim. The Gemara says, Purim Shechalias B'Shabbos, Darshim B'Geras HaPurim, which is studied in the Megillah. The Megillah says this should be studied very carefully, and the Sasemis and the Chadash and Hatzadok also, that is the Chiyah of Shalom Adarshan, that applies not only on Yom Tovim, but applies on Shabbos as well. So this is Simen Tov Chav Tes, which is the introduction, essentially, to Hilchot Pesach. Now I want to turn to the next segment of the Shia. We're going to talk about in the Simen Tov Laman Aleph, which deals with the Dinim of Bedikas Chometz. So first, we'll just, by way of Akdama, we'll probably spend a bit of time discussing some protim, some of the details relating to Bedika. Well, let's just introduce, and you have in front of you a page more or less that summarizes a lot of the basics of Bedikas Chametz. There's a well-known Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Pesachim, that Beis Mamed Aleph. The Mishnah speaks of Orla Ba'asar, Bokin Es HaChametz there and there, the obligation to do Bedikas Chametz. So Rashi has a famous comment that Rashi says, this Bedika is for the purpose of not violating Bal Yirah by Yimotzeh. The Torah tells us you're not supposed to have chametz in your home. It's not supposed to be seen, not supposed to be found. So Rashi learns the object of this bidika is not to be over Bal Yirah by Yimotzeh. So Rishonim asked many, many questions on Rashi, and you have the Gemara directly below the Mishnah on the page in front of you, that the Gemara comments very clearly that really, min ha-Torah, there's no need to do bidika. Min ha-Torah, the Gemara says, bebitzo ba'alma sagileh. One can go ahead and be mevatel the chametz. There's a big machlokas among the Rishonim how to define exactly what bitl is. We'll get to that in a moment. Just briefly, we'll discuss it. But it's clear from the Gemara that bitl is the din daraisa. Once a person was mevatel the chametz, and then the bdika that one does on Orla Basar is only a din d'rabbanan. That's what the Gemara writes in Pesachim Daftal Rebbeis. It's underlined right in front of you. Kamashul and kevin the bdikas chametz d'rabbanan hu d'raisa bitl ba'al masagilei. So therefore, the Gemara says very clearly that the major din is the din of bittul, being mevatel the chametz, which we do twice. We do it at nighttime, the night of bedikas chametz, and we also do it the following morning as well. So in effect, we've done bittul. Once we've done bittul, that takes care of the din in the Torah. And now with the Rabbanan, we're going to require bedika. Tosfos points out, Tosfos asks these questions on Rashi, and points out that even though bittul itself takes care of the problem in the Torah, but midrabanan, there's still an obligation to do bdika because you might come to eat the chametz. Shem yavo la'achlo. And therefore, there's a need for bdikas chametz. And Taisi refers to a Gemara and Daf Yud, and he refers to why chametz is different than other isuri. I know we're not going to enter that discussion, but there's a very fundamental machlokas Rashi and Taisi here, again, with reference to the nature of bdika, is bdika din daraisa, that's the shita of Rashi, and most Rishonim assume not like that, that bdikas din d'rabanan, especially after bittul has taken place. There's a very famous Ran. The Ran here has a lengthy discussion. He says, essentially, according to Rashi, that Rashi's position is that either one could do bittul or one could do bedika. According to Rashi, either the two actually would suffice. I'm not going to examine the Ran. That needs a lumdish discussion. But the Ran's position is that when the Torah says, there are two ways of doing it. Either one could be mevata b'leiv, whatever chametz I have in my possession, I disown it. I declare it to be essentially not mine, ownerless. Or if a person was not mevatel it, then of course, min ha-Torah, you'd have to go ahead and do bdikas chametz. Now, exactly what the nature of this bittul is, that's also a big subject of a machlokes among the Rishonim. Rashi speaks about always throughout Maseches Pesachim. Rashi talks about bittul b'leiv. It's something that a person does, belibo, something that a person does in his heart, b'machshavto, or the way Rashi writes in Dabdalad, Rashi speaks about Hesach Hadas, that a person, in fact, confers upon the Chametz the status of Ofer Ba'alma, and Tosfos takes the position that Chametz, the Bidikas Chametz, is a kind of Hefker. It's not considered to be the Bittul B'Leiv that Rashi speaks about, but it's a kind of Hefker. So now our interest is to really talk Halacha L'maisa about many, many different aspects of Bidika that I would like to discuss. In Siman Tov Lamed Gimel, if you have Mishnah Brura, you'll be able to see this. In Siman Tov Lamed Gimel, Sif Aleph. The Mishnah Brura actually quotes from the Gemara Psachim Daf Zayin, Daf Ches, that the Gemara says, Habdika Tzorch Shetia L'Or Haner V'Ol L'Or Halvana. That the Bidika has to be by the light of a candle. This Halacha, that the Bidika has to be L'Or Haner and not L'Or Halvana, there are actually a number of times where we have the concept of ner. We have ner with reference to ner Shabbos, Kayadua, the Gemara Chafei in Shabbos, that the halakha's ner on Shabbos is either a din in Kavod Shabbos or a din in Einik Shabbos. According to the Rambam, it's clearly both. The fact that we light it before Shabbos is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. There's the things that we do before Shabbos to honor the Shabbos. The fact that we are, in effect, enjoying the light of the ner on Shabbos, that's a din in Einik Shabbos. Einik refers to items that a person enjoys on Shabbos itself. And covered are those items that one does before Shabbos. The Gemara says many times in Shas that Rav Tzolish Shal Shabbos V'Erev Shabbos, the obligation to appear before Shabbos, and one should become involved, as Rashi says in Kedushin, that Memalov, that Mitzvah Bo Yosef V'Beshucho, that a person is Osik V'Mitzvah V'Gufo Odu Tzvei, it's far better. So there's ner Shabbos, there's ner Chanukah, and then, of course, there's the Neros of the Beis Hamikdash. So let's just compare for a moment the Neros of that are required over here for B'dikas Chomez to the Ner of Shabbos. So here it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes that the B'dikas has to be Lor HaNer. But this is not comparable to the Ner Shabbos. There we know the Gemara says in Shabbos that the mitzvah is the act of Hadlaka. Hadlaka is HaNer. We have a Machlokas, you know, with reference to Chanukah. In Chanukah, we pass in Hadlaka as a mitzvah, and with reference to Shabbos, also we know that the din is Lahadlik Ner Shal Shabbos, that's the bracha. The bracha very much reflects the Maisa mitzvah. So the Ner is required in order that one should do a Maisa Hadlaka. So the Achronim have a field day, one of the most famous discussions among the Dodi Achronim, Shal Doreinu, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, as in Perik Mem Gimel, Ha'orach HaBeis. A lot of Mar Mekomos also discussed by Hagoyin, Rabban Tzion, Abba Shol Zatzal, in the Shut or Letzion, namely, can one fulfill the mitzvah of Ner with the Ner Shel Chashmal? Can I use an electric menorah in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Ner? And the question, of course, is that called an act of Hadlaka? When a person puts on the electric menorah, is that called a Maisa Hadlaka? And that's a big discussion among the Dodi Achronim. Of course, there are Deo Sakan, as usual, that there are those who contend yes, there are those who contend no. But here, obviously, with reference to the ner that's being used for the purpose of bdikas chometz, so here the bracha we're going to make, as we know, even though we do the bdika, and the bir is going to take place tomorrow, the day after the night of Orla Basar, but the bracha is going to be al bir chometz, because this is part of the process. The process begins now with the act of bdika, and then, of course, we have a bittul, and then tomorrow we're going to do the bir chometz also with another lashon of bittul. So here the bracha is al bir chometz. So essentially, what is the ner? The ner here is simply a hechatimtzo as a means to be bodhi the chametz, and that's what we are using the ner for. So here it could very well be that anything that illumines, anything that provides light, and one could do the bdika, al yidei oro, that should suffice. And therefore, it comes out that you'd be allowed, of course, to utilize the or hashmal. You'd be allowed to use the electric light, and you'd even be allowed to use a flashlight to look into churin esdokim, places where it's not possible, we won't be able to get with the ner, so you have a flashlight, you have some ability to go ahead and do the bdika in a more proper kind of way. The Mishnah Brura actually writes with reference to the halacha that's found here in Sif Beis and Tov Lamed Gimel, also a Gemara. The Gemara says that ein boken the or ha'avuka, you're not supposed to use a torch, you have the or ha'ner. And the reason is because, again, avuka, chas v'sholom, since we're talking about a torch, so we're worried about the possibility of fire. Mishnah Brura writes in Sivkot Ches, Shein Yochel Achniso L'churin L'Sdokim, because you can't take a torch and put it into crevices, into crags and crevices. And also, God forbid, Shehu Misyare Shema Yisof Habayis, V'lo Yuchel Lidog Yofi, he won't be able to do a proper bdika with the torch, and God forbid, there might be a conflagration that would break out. And therefore, the Mishnah Brura says that one should not use the Or of a torch. That is not appropriate. That's what the Gemara says. You won't be able to get into churin istokin. And then furthermore, there's a chash, yatif hashava, v'yafsid as Caleb. And the bdika will not be a proper kind of bdika. So the Mishnah Berurah writes over here, Sivkon Ches, as I mentioned, that one should not use either a nair of chalev, because again, we're afraid of the dripping that might take place and it might affect the kli, might affect whatever utensils you have over there. And there's also, again, a chash for us as well, even b'nair shel shava. Whatever the case is, it seems clearly evident from the poskim, and that's what I heard from Rabbeim for the last many, many decades, that with a flashlight, all these chashos are not viable. All these chashos are not relevant. But l'chora, the Gemara says in Pesachim, the Gemara is a whole limud. The Gemara says that how do we learn abdikas chametz or haner? The Gemara learns out from the gzera shabbos, all kinds of gzera shabbos, chibus mechibus, and ner miner, and achabes yushalayim banero. So there seems to be a kpeida dafka to use a ner. We're very makpeida dafka to use a ner. That's what Ben Zion Abishol writes in his chubis. So one should be building with a ner, but then subsequently one could use the arachashmal, one could use a flashlight. But again, the moment one begins to be bodek lor haner, so that was the way one begins actually this mitzvah. And then subsequently one could use, as I said, other means in order to be able to enhance the actual bedika that's taking place. That's what I heard from many years ago from Rav Moshe Tendler Shlita, Hashem Yarech Yomov, the Eidim, the son-in-law of Hagoyim Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. When I was in high school, I already heard him issue that psak. One begins with the nair, and then one continues with a flashlight, in order that should be a proper kind of, a proper type of bedika. The Ora Letzion, Rabbi Tzion Abishol, Zechatzal Debrocha, was a towering personality. I was zechat to hear him a number of times in the 70s. He was not just a well-known going, but he was also a mekubal, a very unbelievable personality. One of his svarim, which is I always recommend very highly, he has a musa sefer called Ora Letzion, which I suggest people purchase right now and start learning from the very beginning. It's absolutely wondrous, fantastic sefer, an introduction to someone who wants to go on the derech and to study Torah properly and the different approaches and the drachim and the seder that one should use is Hagoyim Ben Zion Abishol. So the fact of the matter is, the Gemara says, it's also found here in Tov Lamed Gimel, Sif Aleph, Achsadro L'Oyer Nidekes. There we don't say necessarily that the Kepeda is Dafka Nenair, that one has to be Bodhi Dafka L'Yar Aner. And even though it's true, it only helps with the Ebed, the Chatchilo, you have to be Bodhi L'El Yudav L'Yar Aner. But there the reason is because the Gemara says, B'Layla B'Ni Adam Metzilin L'Bateyan. At night time, people are home. And that's why Chazal V'Koveh Adika Abdika B'Layla. That's how the Bill Nagoyin understands, the Magen Avraham understands, but not because of the obligation of Ner. The Peshuah Psochim actually points out that the Pasuk Achabes Yerushalayim Baneros doesn't say that you have to do the Bdika Dafka Bayom, and that it's better because there's a lot of light. But the Gemara quotes the Pasuk Achabes Yerushalayim Baneros, Mashma, the Chippus, the Ner is also called Chippus. Anyway, whatever the case is, as I said, it seems clear, and this I also heard from Hagoyin Yabak Kamenetsky Zatzal, in the 80s, that he told me that we're choshesh l'sreifa, and you can't be bodik lor haner, you could be using ner chashmali, use some sort of an electric candle or a flashlight. But in the chatchila, one should begin the bdika with a ner shel shava, with a paraffin ner, with a ner of wax, in order that the bracha shivichal v'chazal was misakein. And that's also, I saw in the Shevet Halevi of Hagoyin Rav Ozna Zatzal, that also he has a similar kind of sak. And even though the minhag is to do the ohaner, but if somehow that will affect the actual bedika, one could use a flashlight, one could use chashmal, because the obviously the ner here is only a hechsher, is only a means to an end. That's what I mentioned. When you compare ner Shabbos to this ner, obviously the two are completely different in nature. One is an act of hadlaka, you have to be malik in there. It could be that electric menorah is not called a maisa hadlaka. Same would apply to Hanukkah as well. Mashenkin over here, it's only hechatim, it's only a means to an end. So therefore, undoubtedly, one should be able to go ahead and utilize a flashlight without having any difficulty. Now, Mi'ikra Adin, one should really be bodek one's entire house, Belel Yudalid, Bechurin of Estokin, wherever there might be chametz. That's what Shulchan Aruch here writes in Simen, Tof Lamed Gimel. Shulchan Aruch indicates very clearly, if you take a look in Sif Gimel, if you have the Mishnah Berurah in front of you, The Machabi says, "Bodi kol hamikomer sheishlofa shemechnisu beim chametz, lachen kol chadri abayis ve'aliyos tzrichem bedika." That every room in one's home where one may have brought bread or some other kind of chametz into that room, that requires dikas chametz. That's what the Mishnah writes in Psachim, Davezim and Aleph. We're worried about wine cellars. That person walked into the wine cellar with a hunk of bread in his hand. They, instead of drinking water, they didn't drink H2O. They drank wine. That was the beverage of the day. You may have shown if you look in Yalom HaSechaz HaBedazor, you see clearly that was the beverage of the day. We drink water or other kinds of liquid, but they drank wine. And it was always a chash that a person is in effect looking for some more wine, and now he has a hunk of bread in his hand. So then that's the issue, that we're going to go ahead and require bedika in all the places where machnisim b'chametz. So therefore, the way the Gemara presents it, and the way the Shulchan presents it, seems like the bedika would take a long period of time. That is not my understanding of how most people do bedika. Matter of fact, many people told me, I did a statistical study for the last several decades, and over the decades, the amount of time people spend on the bedika has diminished. It diminished from when to when? Let's say it began with 15, 20 minutes. As opposed to what Rav Chaim Briska did. I heard from my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Chaim Briska spent the entire night doing bedikas chametz. I never understood that. Because, number one, I don't think he lived in a mansion. I think his house was rather small in terms of its size, in terms of its dimensions. What in heaven's name was he looking for? But apparently he spent the entire night doing bedikas chametz. That's what Rav Soloveitchik commented. And I don't think most people, at least the one time they may have spent 20 minutes today, most people do the following. This is what they told me. They put out 10 pieces of bread, less than a kazayis. They have it on the computer. And 1, 2, 3, in about 3.5 minutes, the entire bedikah is over and the Gemara is set. That's what people do. So I'm not so familiar with that. My father, Vashon, used to do a pretty extensive bedikah, and it took a fair amount of time. So the question is, we have to be Malami Yisroel San Klal Yisrael. So when I learned Psalchim with the Rav Soloveitchik, one of the first questions I asked him, I had the audacity to ask him the following question. I said that all of our mothers and all of our wives, they clean the house way before Pesach. Some people start on Chanukah. Some people start on Purim. Certainly Purim, Shloshim Yom Kadem Achad, that we know that wives, they understand the din that I just mentioned. Shalom B'darshim B'lchus Achag, that means Menakim. The obligation to clean the house before Pesach. That's Shalom B'darshim. So that's the case. The house is immaculate. The house does not have one crumb of chametz. So why in heaven's name does the Mishnah say, all our basa, bokeh chametz, they're on there? I asked the Rav this question. It took me about a month to ask this question in the beginning when I learned Psachim with him. And his response was, Tzvei dinim. This is spring cleaning, and this is digas chametz, and never the twain shall meet. That one has to be mekayim the takan of Chazal. It may very well be, but I said because the house becomes a makom shemachnis v'machametz. Kol makom shemachnis v'machametz nitzorach b'dika. So what in heaven's name are we doing? What are we searching for? That's why people search for the 10 crumbs, because otherwise they have no chametz in their homes. The homes are spotless. The homes are immaculate. The homes are absolutely impeccable. There's not a speck of chametz that's left. So we have to go and be malam mitzvos and klal Yisrael. And no doubt there's a din to do a ma'aseh b'dika as opposed to spring cleaning. Spring cleaning is not a ma'aseh b'dika. That's what our salvation thought. There's an obligation to do b'dikas chametz. But going back to this issue, the Mechaber writes in Tov Lamed Gimel, if you have Sif Yud Aleph, you'll see there in the Mechaber the following halacha. The Mechaber mentions that HaMechaber Chedro B'Yigimel B'Nisan Mechaber Livdok HaChametz Levaro B'Nizor Shal Achnes Al Chametz. So this is really the din that I'm just talking about. I'll let you refer me to this din. Someone who cleans up his room on Yud Gimel B'Nisan the day before, and he has in mind to be bodei chametz and to do bia chametz, but he's careful. He doesn't bring any chametz in there. That's exactly what the women have been doing. They've been examining the house for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, whatever it is. Still, there's an obligation to go ahead and do bdikas chametz. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah says what Rav Soloveitchik said. If you look at Sifkot Men Hey, Mishnah Berurah says, Shehakibud Eino B'dika Gemura. That Kibud L'chud U'B'dika L'chud. These are two separate halachas. One is spring cleaning, and one is B'dikas Chametz. The Mishnah Berurah says Shema Nishlaya Chametz Be'ezeh Guma. Maybe some chametz might be left over in some crevice. Afilun Badak L'Ranei B'churin B'Zdokim Gam Kitzorach La'asav Lidu Be'alav B'chol Yisrael. Shelo L'Chalik Ben Bdika L'Bdika. So to a certain extent, the Mishnah Berurah and the Mechaber, as Rav Soloveitchik said, is quoting actually this halacha. The Mishnah Berurah said, even if a person was bodik beyond Yigim L'Ranei, you have to once again be bodik at Balayla at nighttime. And even if, only if you are bodik Balayla L'Ranei, because the Gemara says Balayla L'Ranei Yafu L'Bdika, that's when the Ranei is most effective. And you're careful not to bring in chametz. So then Achronim would say, you're not permitted to go ahead and be bodek. But that which we do, the name of the Nikoyon, all the cleaning that's done before Pesach, doesn't help the pater from the bdika of Lel Yudalid. Even if we assume that the Niko is considered to be a kind of bdika, Konizmana, but it wasn't Balayla, and it wasn't Lior Aner, and it wasn't Bechur Nusdokim. And therefore, that's why there's a need to go ahead. Now, it's true that, and do bdika again, Lel Yudalad. Now, it's true that we don't really have churinus dokin. They had homes, you see from many Gemaras and Shas, their homes were full of crags and crevices, and literally there were holes everywhere. And we don't have that. And we also don't go ahead, we don't stuff chametz. We don't put the strawberry shortcake into somewhere in the wall. There's some crevice, some crag, some cranny in the wall, and we put the strawberry shortcake there. I don't think that's our practice, as far as I know. And therefore, that's why probably there's no need to be bodik, as I said, lor haner, the churin is dokin. And the ikotam of ner is only because or haner yofe to be mechapes ayodah b'churin is dokin. So there's no chshash churin is dokin. There's no need for haner b'chlal. And even by nachsadra, which has or rav, so the Gemara says that it's going to help only be the ever. That's what Shabura writes here in Sitkot Nei. So the Hatzchila wants us to be bodik lor haner, and as I said, because we don't have surin and stocking, so the issue is not as timely as it was bizman chazal, but as I indicated as well, that one could certainly use the light of a flashlight, and perhaps it's recommended for one to do a proper bedika and do so with the flashlight, with some other electric type of appliance, in order to be able to enhance the act of bedika. So this din that I just mentioned to you, which is quoted by the Mechaber here, that even though a person was Mechabit Chedro, he already cleaned his room, but still there's a din of B'dika, B'lel Yudal. The Mocker is a Mordechai, and the Mordechai explains, and that's the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, the reason why I have to be Chosu Bodek, Shelo Techalek Ben B'dika L'B'dika. And the Mogad Avraham here in Sifkot Nchof in Shulchan Aruch, he quotes the Tumas Hadeshen, that according to that it would be enough to do even a nominal kind of B'dika after the house has been cleaned, after the Kibbutz Abayis. But there's another reason that he mentioned that I just spoke about, namely, Shema Yesh Chametz Beguma, that just doing a cleaning is not necessarily going to take care of the chametz that's found in some sort of nook and cranny, etc., etc. And therefore, that is the reason why they would do the kind of bdika that we spoke about earlier. But we don't have, as I said, those churin stockings of a pashtus that didn't actually would not necessarily be relevant to us. Again, we don't have a churin nesdokin, but still there's an obligation to follow the takanas chazal, and one should do bdika, l'or haner, that's the proper thing to do, and that's what all the poskim say, kimat pe'echad, they bring down this halacha of doing bdika, l'or haner. Let's just mention one last thing, which of course is a famous halacha that people are very medactic about, namely that people go ahead and put out psisech chametz, that they want to make sure the bracha should not be a bracha batola. Now, that's a question. Would a bracha consider to be a bracha batola if I didn't find any chametz? The pashto is not. The bracha is being made on the ma'aseh b'dika. Similar, there's a Bir Agro who discusses this question. It's also based on a Rosh and Psochim, but the Bir Agro talks about it in the context of the bracha of hamapil that a person makes before one goes to sleep every single night. So sometimes a person is not able to go to sleep. So do we say that it's a bracha batola? As I said, I'm not bechel b'shein aleinu. No, the bracha essentially is made on the fact that I'm trying to go to sleep. Hamapil chel b'shein aleinoi usnuma me'afapoi, and that's sufficient. And here also, the fact that one does an act of bdika, even though one does not find chametz, so the halacha is the ma'aseh bdika is called the ma'aseh bdika. The bracha will not be considered to be a bracha batala. There are achrenim who suggest that the reason why we put up sisei chametz, b'mokum she'in sabodik, so the bracha should not be a bracha batala. And perhaps one could argue because since Klal Yisrael has done spring cleaning and they have completely scoured the house and the house is totally clean and the house is menuke legamri. So really, perhaps one does not require bdika mikra hadin. Only the way the Mordechai says shalot chalik be bdika lebdika. So perhaps for that the bracha was not niskan, and therefore people put out psisin lo the bracha should not be a bracha matala. This is discussed by a number of achrenim. The Shatziran actually discusses this in Siman Toflam and Beis. You take a look in Toflam and Beis, Sivkot Yud Beis, and the Shatziran, the Mishnah Brura. So he's actually very on top of this issue, and that's what he actually refers to in Tof Lamed Beis, Sivkotten Yud Beis. There he mentions it over there. So Hayotzim, we called Vareinu that there's an obligation to do Dikas Chometz. One should do a Lor Haner, and they'll just end by commenting that certainly we're trying to be Melamed Chus and Klal Yisrael. Mr. Brewer quotes in Taflam Abesid Konches, Habdiku Kilchasa Yesh Baterach Godol. He writes of the immense, enormous amount of effort that's involved in the actual Bedika. But we don't really have that because we've scoured our homes thoroughly. And therefore, we're not going to go ahead and do the kind of Bedika that was done by Abchaim Briska, or perhaps it was done in the days of the Gemara when they had Chur in the stocking. We're not going to do that. And let's assume that, as we know, that all of our wives and mothers, and all the women who are very makbid on the Gemara says that a person actually, one of the things, the three things that give a person a chavas dadas. One is a chavitz noe, one is a isha noe, one is a bayis noe. So women are very into bayis noe, based on zurishto, and they've examined all the cabinets, and they've already cleaned all the cabinets. So there's no need to go through all the cabinets. And there's no need to go through the kind of type of bedika that they did, bisman chazal, bisman the Gemara, when they were churin and stocking. So even though one does not do the bedika that was done by chazal or by Abchaim Briska, yesh amilismoch, because of what I mentioned, but still a nice bedika should certainly be done, and that's the appropriate thing, as the Mishnah writes, all our boska, bokin es hachometz, lor aner.